So we're holding here in the sixth parak finally. Wow, it's been a bit of a haul. It's almost taking us almost as long as the Brexit. To exit the parak off is not the same amount of time. Shana Chachamim, a parak is an iman mishnayis. Ki a mishnayis enam rak chamisha prakim levat. So mishnayis are five prakim. V'yeshchal adas ke'ilach chamisha prakim sama tanik chamisha chamisha tayo. So the kviyas of these five prokim are really connected to Mishnah Chumash Torah, and the one reason why over here it's what's the right word for it? It's muchach more. In Shas, the Pirkei Mishnayos, even though they're not strictly inyanim, but there is some flavor of an inyan. You know, there's some division of inyanim where you can say that loosely. Each group of Mishnayos deals with a specific topic. And the male of the Prokim are more of a natural division. Over here, there's zero. There's nothing that Perek Aleph deals with that or Perek Beis deals with Gimel. They're all a collection of Mishnayos on Inyan of Musa. So Meili says, so it's Keneged Chamisha Chumash Torah. V'yesh Chaladas Ke'ilu Chamisha Prokim Sam Atani Chumash Torah. Chekmoish HaTorah Yesh Chamisha Chumashim. Kach yesh chamisha prokim b'derech eretz. Sheheim divrei musa. Ki imein teirin ech eretz, imein ech eretz in teira. So they both support each other. Ve olefikach tluyim ze b'zeh. O shnei adron shnei tluyim ze b'zeh, roya shenechshav ze k'zeh. So b'meila, there ought to be some sort of parity between the two. I want to add maybe just one knach. What it means the Torah and the Heretz and so on, the Musar and Keneged Chamish Chumash Torah. Torah itself is a higher order of things. In other words, what does a Ruchnistic world look like? Torah. Now, how do I get to that? I'm not part of that world. I'm part of this world, and those musagim from the get-go don't mean much to me. So the teretz is there is divrei musa in this world that push me to do things of a different world. So when someone comes to me and says, Ura, lo mesishan, otzel mesishan, and so on and so forth, those are words of this world coming to push me to move towards the other world. That's, so the b'china derech eretz is ke'ilu a road in the world that I'm part of that is headed towards there. So divrei musar, the relationship is as follows. If you don't talk my language, then you can't give me divrei musa. L'mashal, if you want to get a kid to learn, and you come and tell him, no, you can be an Am Haaretz for the rest of your life if you don't learn. If the word Am Haaretz, if being an Am Haaretz is not a terrible thing to him, then what have I told him? What incentive have I given to him? It's true. I'll be an Am Haaretz. I'm quite fine to being an Am Haaretz. What's the problem with it? So I need to start with something, and like the Ramchal, when he starts in Sosit Sharm, he says, nobody in this world is so mevatan, is covered. Ah, he's sitting, Ibnon, the Seder Gamur, no problem. The people are very sensitive to their covered here. So why would you think in Olam Haba, you're going to feel better about it? So I do need to talk to you in Olam Hazadik Musagim. I need to talk to you, Musagim, that means something now to you, so that I can push you to do things that are beyond. So that's why Divrei Musa fall under Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz means a road cut through the world of ours. So they need to be equal. By the way, the Haba HaTalia, main Torah Derech Eretz, main Derech Eretz in Torah. So it's a conundrum, like the chicken or the egg, which one comes first? So the answer is, the Maral says it, that it's like a road and a destination. If there's no road, you can't get to the destination. So in derech eretz and Torah. But if there's no destination, there's no road. I can't keep pushing you when you don't feel you're going anywhere. This is part of, I guess, in a deeper sense, why I think like learning in Yanam like this are very important, because Divrei Musa are there to push a person. So I can get up and I can yell and scream at people that you're terrible, you're good for nothing, you're not doing anything, you're not ruchnis, so on and so forth. And people will acknowledge it. And therefore what? If the picture that you're painting where you want me to get to, it's hard for me to buy into, then Mimela, the Divrei Musa is not going to push me anywhere. So it's the Derech Eretz with Torah. I'm showing you a Metzias beyond yours that one could aspire to, get to, and I'm urging you, so the urging is with the language of this world, and the Musagim are our language of a Hemshet. So even this knate over here of this idea of a hemshich is also mirrored in both. The world of Torah was the scholar with a building up, and so too the inyanim here are described in the same way. So it's not clear a little bit to me what he means over here, that there are quite a few Mishnayos that speak about learning Torah. I'm not sure what that avchana that he means is. Halo ein davar ze ikar klal rak rak agav grora ulekach bezois habraisa bolavaya milas haTorah. So the Mela, since there's no specific, all of the other prokim are misyachis to Torah learning as part of a general picture, and there's no place where you get a specific message about Talmud Torah. So this Braisa here is coming to me via the Mela's Torah, the Kasha Turnach Erzagami. We call a Braisa Zeisa called Nema La Torah. Uloidia kimal se teira derch eretz, rak bishvil she ikimishas ala musa shuderch eretz. So the reason why there's such an emphasis, why the core, the essence of this perek is all about teira, is because since everything else was derch eretz, it's telling me that the whole point, it's giving a shape and a meaning to what's there before, is because of the that the point, all of these are divrei derech eretz and all headed for Torah. L'kash l'shona chamisha prokin divrei musa bebrayis shteisefes shana malas haTorah v'osif ala mishna tesel zavad. So this is a teisefes which attaches it all to divrei Torah. V'zeh shomer shana chachomim b'loshna mishna ki abrayis azoy shnuya legamri b'loshna mishna. So he's addressing a problem. What does it mean, Shana Chachomim Beloshna Mishnah? Braises, as far as we're concerned, braises are the same Loshna as Mishnayis. It's the same Hebrew, same type of Hebrew. There's no real difference. The difference is that Mishnayis are a very Derech Tzaradika Inyan. It's all Ki'ilu points, and that's why Tanis Chasur Merci Vachikatani. On an Amira, we say Hoyle Frushe, on a Tanis, we don't say Hoyle Frushe. There's a lot of that. So he says, but over here, it's something which is not, the Loshna Mishnah is very succinct. The Bryce is going to be Meirich. So that's one way in which, so normally, if it would have been a braisa, you would have had an arichus back on the Mishnah. I mean, the best example is we do have a brice like that. It's called Avos Reb Nosson, which takes the points in the Mishnah, and it's a lot more verbose. It has more different nekudas. Over here, there's an effort to make it ketzara for our Mishnah. Va'oid, kiderach ha'brais elav yidrash ben ha'akros, z'in ha'brais lidrash ha'ksuvim. L'shanas ha'dvar k'ma Mishnah. So the brises tend to have more drashes, which is the chibur between the Torah and the Tershva. And here, v'pneike ha'brais is nishas lezah ha'mishnah, amma shan chacham losh ha'mishnah, she'izah to'isefes ala Mishnah. So he's explaining Boruch Shebocha Behem Mishnosom is a hemshach of the fact that it's Midas Chasidus. Now, a little bit hard to understand exactly what's this inyan. What does it mean? It's a derech of a chassid to be lovers chachamim. Anybody, in other words, if a chassid is unusual in that there's man de bodem abe chassid the yasmil the Ovis, in that Ovis is Lefnimishos Adin and so on. It's very hard to understand why that would be. What would one have a chance to the other? So Kashas would be the Midas Chasidus. It says is a Chasid that some is Mischasid and Koinoi. Midas Chasidus is Nevea from the fact that you are using the tzivui as a conduit to the mitzvah. L'mashal, if a person tells me, I have a store, flower store. Person calls up, picks up the phone. I pick up the phone. Somebody orders roses. So 10 roses. So I bring 10 roses. Now, if that's where I'm holding out, that's it. If let's say I like the person a lot, so I want to please the person and I'll bring him a lot more roses. I'll say if roses is what he likes, now I understand he wants a lot more of it. Midas Chasidus looks at the mitzvah and looks at the beyond the tzivui and its mesachus to it. The b'meila the chachamim. So the Divrei Torah themselves, the Limud Torah and so on, that belongs to what I'm mechuyev to do. But the fact that a person who learns becomes a different gavra, and that's what I look up to. The Avos Chachamim is a p'china of Midas Chasidus. Chasidus looks to go past the metzias of the specific maisim and look at the gavra that comes out of it. So the chassidus in young of Torah is that I don't only look at the Sefer Torah, I look at the person that's holding the Sefer, that's in himself has the Sefer. L'kach Oma Baruch Shebocha Behem U'Pirushoi Baruch Hashem Yisbarach Shebocha B'Chachamim. Shere Oma Loisosum mi Yimino Smoil. Uboha Mishnosum, Shom Zas Erevin Chavim Divet Seifen Divet Teira. Vihine Boha Mishnosum, Boha Mishnosum. So Lamaisa, the Boha Behem Boha Mishnosum is this Chazal where it's more Chavit. Vein Lefarish, Baruch Adam Shebocha Behem Umishnasam, the Kerolema Baruch Mishabacha. Voitainach Shebocha Mishasam Bocha Behem, Ashach Lashem Chirose, Voit, Sheyom Mishasam Iboile. So I'll upon him the Bocha Mishnasam cannot relate to the person. it can only relate to whatever the learning, because it doesn't make sense to the person. That's what it says over here. Salkopanim, it's akdamat. This perek is mekasha, the world of Torah to the world of the Musa they learned, and as he explains all those nekudas. Okay, let's see a little bit the next braisa. So he says, So Lemaisa, why is Lishma a ma'akiv for all these things? Lachura, if he's doing right, he's doing good. Shma is a wonderful nekuda, but why is it connected all these things? If Torah includes all these things, why is this dafka? So he says, the first thing I want to say is, since Torah is an acquisition, that the mitzvah of Torah is I'm acquiring knowledge. If I'm doing it in a way that is not lishma, so I'm not talking about Torah. It's shaloi lishma means my frame of reference is not what this is about, but some other inyan. So in as much as there's a maisa mitzvah tam tar, so fine, I learned the sugya. But as much as it's as an inyan of me reaching out to be kind of something, that it should be considered that this what I'm doing is being oisik in Torah, I have to be oisik in Torah. And if I'm being oisik in kavod, I'm being oisik in kavod, I'm being kind of the mitzvah tam Torah, agav grar. So that's not, in other words, he's learning for something else, so it doesn't have those nukmas. Of course, he has, but doesn't have this mila we're talking about. So all these things go hand in hand. In as much as what I'm doing is the motive and what I'm doing is of the nature of Torah, then I'm Moisef Torah. If it's something else, it's not. So all of these things, the Zeichot Verm Harbe, is because the person enters a different mitzvah. The person becomes part of a different world. If he's doing it Shal Shema, then he's not entering that world. But it's not referring to the things that he's going to say later. The Zeichot Varam Harbe is not referring to all the things he's listing. It's referring to Baifin Klali. So basically, Zeichot Varam Harbe means, I would say as following. The whenever a person does a Maisa Toiv, and the Maisa Toiv is limited to a specific asiyah, to a specific inyan, so he can only be zeich me'ein of that inyan. Since all the mitzvahs have clear gedorim and agdoris, so I'm zeich to something that's me'ein of that. But Torah is koil on a self everything, so the dvarim harbe is an automatic piece in the being machlel everything. That's why Zeichot Varam Harbe. So if a person learns Lishma, so since Torah in its pristine form is koil everything, so therefore this is the person can be Zeichot to everything. So the Zeichot Lidvarim Harbe is an independent nekuda, and then it goes on everything afterwards. It's an independent nekuda, and then there are more specific ones, V'loi Oid, that is Zeichot to all sorts of things. So the Zeichot Lidvarim Harbe doesn't only mean that there happens to be a long list. It's possible for him to be koilet the harbe. Because Torah is so broad, it's koilet so many things in it, the person has the ability through Torah to be koilet himself all the different in Yarim Davarum is there.